Following the Senate's failure to post the pot legalization bill today, Governor Phil Murphy appeared with Democratic lawmakers and vowed to keep going to get it done. "History is rarely made at the first attempt," the governor said, standing with Senate President Steve Sweeney, D3, Speaker Craig Coughlin, D19, and bill sponsor Senator Nick Scutari, D22. "Eventually barriers do fall," Murphy added. "Certainly I am disappointed, but we are not defeated." He's committed to more discussions with lawmakers. A few joined him today at the podium, including Senator Sandra Cunningham, D31, Assemblyman Jamal Hawley, D22, Assemblywoman Angela McKnight, D31, Assemblywoman Annette Quigliano, D20, and Assemblywoman Brittany Timberlake, D34. "The facts are on our side," the governor added. "Our current drug policy regime has stifled economic opportunity." He appreciates those legislators who continue to entertain questions and doubts. "I didn't get to marijuana legalization overnight," Murphy said. "Justice may be delayed, but justice will not be denied." Sweeney complimented the governor for his work and vowed to fight on for the required 21 votes. "My house came up short," the Senate president said. "Thanks, man," Murphy put in. The governor later took questions from reporters. "I actually speak to legislators all the time," he said. "At every turn in those conversations, I was reminded how unacceptable the status quo is." Sweeney backed him up. "When we get to 21 and 41, you'll see it again," the Senate president said of a pot legalization bill. He took a crack at a question about how they intend to proceed. "This is the more courageous route, and we think we can get it done legislatively," Murphy said. "There does feel like a couple of things tweaked can make a difference." As for the often strained two-thirds relations among the three leaders, "we're still speaking," said Murphy. Daily calls. Comparing targets. "It's been a good one. It took us months to get this," Sweeney added. The Senate pres added that he intends to do a post-op. "One day you're at 20, the next day you're at 16, the next day you're at 17, he noted, explaining why he didn't want to post a bill that wasn't going to pass. He likened marijuana legalization to marriage equality. "Life-changing," was how he described it. "This is a very difficult bill," he observed. "The only state that did it legislatively was Vermont. If we put it on the ballot, it would pass overwhelmingly. But, like Murphy, he wants to go ahead legislatively. The polls suggest overwhelmingly suggest that folks want legalization," Murphy added.